Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, people. Let's do this. So we're live right now, and there's no static on my phone, but the static's coming back, okay, because static is the devil. Let me know if I get some static, Clayton. This is funny here. But it'll be good. All right, cool. Now, listen here. I have a co-host right now. I have a co-host for this week. Lord knows I have been going through my ins and outs and my woes and my valleys and my mountains trying to find a co-host, okay? But one of my favorite people, one of my favorite people of all time is on the phone, Clayton Wells. You still go by this, right?
Oh,
Clayton Wells.
Yes, sir. You being modest, man. You being modest. That was very, that was, man, I think that was nicer than when my mom introduced me to people. We real friends. It's a pleasure to be out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for the opportunity and everything. And from what you told me, you got a pretty good show here.
Oh, yeah. It's just going to be the three of us. My special guest will be joining us in a few moments, okay? My special guest likes to talk about our topic. I've heard her discuss it on stage, and she is a very, very good human being, okay? Everybody loves my special guest. And Clayton is going to give us a piece of his mind as well. Now, can friends have sex? That's what we're doing. That's all we're doing. Can friends have sex? Now, is there anything in the news, Clayton, first of all? Is there anything relevant? Normally we start with a headline, but I literally looked through USA Today and Facebook Trending Topics, and I was like, nope, I'm not doing it. I don't want to.
I don't believe there is a headline that refers to this topic. Mainly because 9 times out of 10, when friends are having sex, they don't want nobody to know. So that's not going to be on the news anywhere, you know.
Sex is never news.
I look myself, no. Exactly. Especially not with his friends. They don't want nobody to know but the two people in the bedroom. And that's usually how it goes. That's at least as far as my life is going, that's how it goes.
Now, the Pope is coming here to Philly. Does the Pope come to Atlanta, or does he not like the dirty South? Because I would imagine
I
he wouldn't
come
want
down
to be dirty.
Here. Yeah, we more, you know, it's a lot more. It's not as many Catholics down in the South. They're just the regular old, you know, Jesus coming back and we're baptizing and all that. Never too much.
Yeah, they.
But one thing I did.
They praise God with their shoes off down South.
Exactly. Oof. They, and socks.
Shoes and socks off. They don't praise God in robes. So you can go ahead and take that robe off of me.
You know, something that's funny that I did read is that they're starting a petition up there to get the Pope to bless Sam Bradford's knees for the season. And I literally cried.
Oh, my God.
They were like, we need this. We need this, please. Just come on, you know, a couple of Hail Marys on the kneecaps and we good.
I want to know if someone's going to try and give him a cheesesteak. I heard he really wants the cheesesteak.
Wow.
When's he going to eat it? Can he eat a cheesesteak?
I feel like they're not going to let him leave until he eats it. So I hope he's got a little napkin or something.
All right. Now,
Clayton. Yeah. Clayton? Yeah, I'm here.
All right, cool. My phone dropped out for a second. The static is going. You can hear me, right?
Yeah, we're Gucci.
I bet. Yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do this, and we're going to have a good time. Can friends have sex? All right. Now, listen here. What do you do with your friends?
what do I do with my friends?
How do you – well, everybody. I don't – like, how do you have fun with your friends? I mean, I don't – This is interesting. This is friends that we're talking about. Can friends? I'm gonna give you guys a man's perspective, my perspective, and then we'll hear
from Clayton and my special guest. Now, my special guest is going to hold it down for the ladies. And trust me, you can trust her. She's going to hold it down for y'all. But me, on the other hand, I think all we have here is an unclear relationship status. Okay, because I hear a woman always say, yeah, I asked them about it. And they say, you know, I did it before. I had sex with one of my friends, and it didn't turn out well. Okay, we weren't friends like we were before. Where they'll say, yeah, you know, I did it, you know, and we're still friends, but I can never do it again. It just wasn't right. I didn't like it. And I ask men, Clayton, and I rarely get that response. What you hear a man say is this. I had sex with one of my friends. It wasn't bad. Okay. It wasn't, I mean, we don't exactly hang out like we used to, but you listen, I ain't complaining. I am not complaining. Now, let me tell you Steve Harvey's theory. And Steve Harvey is well proclamative with this particular theory. What he says is that a man is not around you if he doesn't want you. He says that it's not possible. And you can quote me on quoting him. I'm not well, I guess I am paraphrasing. But this is exactly what he said, okay? This is what he said. He said, and I think this is more true than it isn't. And I'll explain after I tell you. But Steve Harvey's theory is that if a man is around a woman, if he's hanging out with a woman, and I'm not talking about us hanging out as a group. I'm talking about me and you get together one-on-one, we go get some ice cream, or we go get some drinks, or even church, no matter what it is. We hang out one-on-one, we do something, and then we leave after we do something, okay? Sex is on his mind. This is Steve Harvey's theory. Steve Harvey says that, you know, a man and a woman can't be friends. And what Steve Harvey says, and I think this is hilarious, is he says that if you have a man that you think is your friend, that you call your friend, and you hang out with this man one-on-one, and the two of you are completely heterosexual people, and you guys always hang out, like you consider yourself bosom buddies, and you come out of the blue one day and you test the water. Not that you want to test the waters, but you just see what he's going to say. And you go, yeah, you know, what if we did, as Jerry Seinfeld would say, what if, you know, you pose the question as sex or you pose the question as a relationship? What if we became more than friends in some sort of a context? What if? And just stand back, and what Steve Harvey says is you'll stand back and just watch the fireworks happen. And I do believe that fireworks are going to happen. They're going to happen. Now, a lot of times what I see is that a woman will say, oh, yeah, he's my friend. He's my friend because we see each other all the time. We laugh, we tell jokes. You know,
just friends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's my homie.
Think about this, okay? Say you have sex. You have sex with your friend. When's the next time you going to see your friend? When's the next time you going to see him? Are you guys a part of a church ministry together? Are you guys a part of some kind of club? Are you coworkers? Or are you seeing one another on the accord of you two? Like, I find out more often than not, women call themselves friends with a man that they only see when he has to see her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not jumping out to see you, you know. You just see each other all the time. It so happens that you see each other all the time. You work together. You do, you know, you're a part of the same club. You're extended family. You see each other at the same cookouts because you've got mutual friends. And so you say, oh, yeah, he's a friend. Well, guess what? He damn sure ain't your friend. He damn sure is not your friend. And you'll never see him again.
Man.
You will never see him again. Because don't think after that y'all going to hang out all of a sudden. Friendships don't continue. Friendships do not continue after sex. Now, before I let you answer, Clayton, and before we introduce my lovely, fantastic, wonderful, special guest, now, I just want to say that I think that this can be pulled off. Because anything can be pulled off.
Anything
I mean,
is possible. KG said
a man walked on the moon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. Like you said, Sam Bradford lasted an entire football game. You know, it's
a
possible.
Whole game in the regular season. It was good. Come on, man. Play great
anything
until the very last play.
But 95% of the time, it won't happen. But it is possible, and I'm waiting on the day that I see two people, a man and a woman, share a friendship in perfect harmony after the intercourse. I think it'll be a beautiful thing. Yeah, I think it can happen. What do you think, Clay?
Now, see, my brain's going about 100 different ways right now. Number one, because this is probably the worst topic to really have, because, yeah, I think it's 2015. Nobody has a proper understanding of what the word friend means anyway. You know, so
right.
You got to break down what a friend is first, because, like you said, it could be somebody you just see all the time, and you just say friend when you really mean acquaintance. And if that's the case, then I would say, of course, friends can have sex, because we're referring to acquaintances and not really friends. But
that's
on the other hand, I do know one relationship currently where they started out as friends, and we could have sworn, we tried to tell them that, nah, they more than friends, but they actually were friends. And, you know, he finally stepped out of the friend zone one day, and they've actually been pretty well. I think they're engaged now, supposed to be married in about a year.
See,
so that is the one, that's the 1% that you were talking about, that 5%. I have seen it happen in real life. And, you know, these are two people that I did consider close friends, so I knew that nothing was happening until it happened. Like, I could tell that it happened when it did happen, and nothing changed. And I was like, whoa, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to be the salt that throws this all out of order. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's the one
now,
time.
Yeah, now I agree that a relationship can happen after the sex. I think that's a lot more than 5%.
Are you just
time.
Saying just strictly like friends like friends?
Yeah,
like
we just not gonna be had. We just not gonna
saying,
be
can
kicking.
They be cut buddy?
Yeah, I'm not.
No, I don't think. No, I don't even know. I
all right,
can't
now,
see that.
Now listen here. Coming onto the show right now, I'm about to bring on the air a friend of mine. We've done comedy shows together for a few years now, and she is very well known and very well prestiged and very well respected here in the Philadelphia comedy scene. She has a comedy show called Comedy Gasm. So you can assume. You can.
She might be an expert.
Yeah. She might be an expert. But we're going to welcome onto the show Rachel Fogletto. What's going on, Rachel?
Hey, what's up?
How
pretty good.
It's
a lot going on there.
Yeah, it's so much going on. You see, me and Clayton, we just a bunch of men just trying to figure it out.
We're trying to make it possible. We know it's slim, but we gotta at least shoot for the moon, as they used to say back in the day.
Now, Rachel Fogletto, I appreciate you joining us for the next 15 minutes, and the floor
Thank
is
you.
Yours. You are our very special guest. Let us have it.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. That was a lot. I was trying to listen to everything that you were both saying, and I think Clayton, is it, brought up a really good point, is that I think, because this is what the question I had in my mind also, is like, I think that it depends on a lot of this, can friends have sex kind of depends on how you define a friendship. And a friendship, like any relationship, is going to vary from, you know, friends to friends or person to person, depending on what kind of friendship or relationship you have. I'd say even like platonic friendships I have, that's still, I would still consider that a relationship. And like any relationship, you can always change the dynamic of a relationship. So it's like, I have friends that, you know, childhood friends that I've like never had sex with, whether that's because they're, you know, they might be a gender I wouldn't particularly have sex with. But the nature of our friendship wasn't based on sex. So I feel like it sounds like you guys are talking about like people who are like in a more like we do things one-on-one. Is that, am I right in that? I just want to get a sense of like sort of like what we mean when we say like can friends have sex.
Well, Clayton, what were you thinking? I'll tell you right now what I was thinking. I'm glad Rachel's here. I'm so happy Rachel's here. Because we need a woman to give us her idea of friendship. Now, I think women are much quicker to deem something a friendship. So when I think friendship, I think a guy likes you. Now, you don't know it. You don't know he likes you. To you, he's just a guy. You know.
We always know.
Yeah.
I'm glad you answered that.
So you know what I want right off the bat.
I know what you're getting at. I guess what I'm getting at is I think that, like I said, it depends on the nature of how the relationship starts or the friendship starts. So I mean, and then also what age group of person are you talking about? Like, we're all adults here, right? Like, we're all in our 20s-ish, something like that. I mean, I'm 30, so I've been through a lot of this. But, you know, the thing is, I think that as you get older, you sort of, like, learn how to define those boundaries from the beginning, especially, like when you're, like, a teenager, you're young, you make friends, like, it doesn't even matter. Like, you know, you talk to somebody for a day, and you're like, oh, that's my friend, you know, that's my best friend. You know, your hormones are sort of crazy. You don't really know how to talk about things yet. Whereas I feel like as you get older, the importance of communicating what's going on is so important. So it's like, you say heterosexual man-woman, let's say, and so, like there's a guy trying to hang out with me and be my friend. Or do something. At this point in my life, I'm blatantly going to come out and say, okay, but what are your intentions with this? Because if I'm not interested in this guy like that, I'm not going to, like, I just would care not to, like, be accused of putting someone in a friend zone or something like that. Whereas if you just want to, like, actually hang out, that's cool.
Right.
And
now,
having sex and still being friends after that, I don't know, like, I've had sex with guys in the beginning of a friendship where, you know, nothing romantic came of it and we're still friends. But it's not like we had, like, a really close, like, hanging out friendship before. So, like, I think our friendship was sort of based on the fact that we were, like, hanging out and, you know, we had sex a couple times and that didn't really work for us. So now we're, like, buddies. You know, so I think it just depends, like I said, the sex can change the nature of the relationship. It's either define, like, should this go somewhere or should it not? And in the case, like, I've had that a couple times, just be like, oh, no, like, that was just something that happened and that's actually not where this should go.
Right, right. Now, I'll tell you what I wasn't thinking, and that's childhood friends. You brought up that, and that was the furthest thing from my mind because that's just weird.
Wait, what kind of friends? I'm sorry.
Childhood friends.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. If I've known you since I was five, I don't want to do it. But being an adult and meeting someone, I think women tend to break it down like you did all the time. like what kind of friends are we? What are your intentions? But I feel like men never break that down. I feel like we never even think about a friendship. Like we make female friends by accident, and only and only by accident, unless you're talking about college. Now, when I was in college, it's kind of a small circle, and you got to kind of bring in the young college students. So I had tons of women who I knew, tons of females that I would call sisters. And sister is a word that I definitely throw around. I think that I call you my sister, and by sister, I mean that you're my friend. But typically, I'm not going to use, typically, if I do not use the word sister in reference to you ever, then you're not my friend. I feel like men never make female friends. I mean, like I said, it happens by accident. I don't know what you think, Clayton. What exactly did you feel like Rachel properly broke down what you were thinking about friendship?
Yeah, almost to a T, really. Because, like she said, if you don't know where it is, where the two of you are, then, you know, whatever happens after that is going to end up either making it more difficult to decide what you are, or it's going to, you know, just cause you guys to drift apart either way. And so, you know, like you said, she did break it all the way down. And I think that because men, or a lot of men, think, you know, really one foot in front of the other as far as any relationship, that they're just like, okay, I'm just, you know, moving with the flow and just seeing what happens, that's where that middle section comes in, where, okay, what are we, even before any, you know, physical contact comes in, it's just, what are we, what are you trying to do, what are you here for, you know, and
someone you're attracted to, you're talking about somebody you're attracted to, right, I'm assuming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, sort of, like, Eric, when you were saying, like, a woman you would refer to as your sister, that's, like, maybe what I would say to, like, to describe a man who is my friend. So, in a way, when you're talking about, like, friends, you're sort of ruling out someone that you may not be attracted to of the opposite sex. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
It sounds like you're only talking about women you would, like, either want to have sex with or have a relationship with, one or the other. But, like, what about, so, like, for the sake of terms, like, whatever you would call someone, because like, you're attracted to the opposite sex, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So a woman who you're not attracted to sexually, you know, but you think she's cool and you hang out with her, but you in no way want to sleep with her, you would either consider her a sister, which, you know, I might call a friend. What about that? What about that? Isn't that some sort of, like, friendship type of relate? Like, what if you didn't want to have sex with the woman who wanted to have sex with you, you know, or something like that?
Well, I would love for that to happen in my life.
Yeah, that's really why I can't speak for it.
Yeah. I would love for that to happen. I really don't think that happens. I don't because men are animals, and I think that women do this thing where they say, okay, he's my friend, or, you know, we're acquaintances, but I'm not attracted to him. You know, they do that thing where they break it down to the ones they're attracted to, the ones they're not attracted to, the ones that could get it, the ones that will never get it. But men are just like, yeah, you know, she, you know, we cool. You know, obviously she can get it. I mean, a man's like, you know, most of my friends can get it. Unless you're talking about a childhood friend, or unless we're talking about someone who's a sister.
What if a sister figure were to all of a sudden, you know, maybe decide that she wanted to, you know, take that somewhere further? Like, what would your response be to something like that?
It's nasty. I would just say no, that's nasty. Because I think if you're really 100% friends with someone, then you can't really do it. You can't have sex with them. And that's why I said that men are really slow as opposed to women who are a lot quicker to give that friend title.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. So, I mean, to me, it seems pretty logical in that if both parties don't want to do it, then it's just a no-go, and that's where the friendship stays, or that's where the relationship stays. So it's like, yeah, if I think of you, like, as a brother, like someone I'm related to, but I still want to hang out with you, I'm close to you, then, yeah, I don't want to sleep with you. Yeah, like, I have male friends I'm not related to, I would consider, like, brothers. And I would call them friends or say they're, like, a brother to me. And, yeah, the idea of, like, sleeping with them is like, oh, no. But, I mean, I feel like doesn't that... So are you... Cool. So that's, like, a relationship that's already established.
Yeah, it's been through some things, you know. They remember me when I had braids, and we graduated together. You know, she knows my mom, and her mom knows my mom. It's been through some things.
But I will say though, I have. I do have friends that, you know, when we first met and got acquainted, I was highly attracted to them. And then as time went on and, you know, you get to know somebody where you kind of know that that wouldn't work, even though you know in your mind that you would love for that to work, but, you know, it didn't really hurt you that it doesn't work because y'all are perfect friends. You know, y'all, we hang out, you know, she plays video games
right.
like an adult woman, which is crazy. And, you know, we just know that, all right, we're not going to add the physical because that would be pointless, you know.
Now, like Clayton said, I will tell you this, Rachel. Now, this is what I think happens a lot. I think that we ask for sex. She says no. Now we can be friends. You know, this is when a friendship is possible. But what I'm saying is that until a man asks for sex, if he's never asked for sex, then he's not your friend. He's not your friend. But if you've rejected him.
So you're just talking about honesty. I mean.
But see, you've grown. You grown. You do the thing where you say, all right, where this headed? You know, we meet up for church the first time. You're like, all right, where this headed? What's your intentions here? I just want to praise the Lord, baby. I just want to go to church. But. That's what grown women do. They got to know, you know, where is this going? Where exactly is this going? But so then that's when it happens and you realize it ain't going down this time. Okay, maybe we can be friends. But
might start taking that approach. That's genius. Just do that from the jump. Like, all right, so you know what I'm trying to do. Just let me know yes or no now. Then I could decide if I'm going to keep your number or not.
Yeah, see, Rachel Grom. Rachel Grom.
I think there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that level. I mean, it's like, I think it's one, it's always obvious when someone is in, like, when someone wants that with you, I think, and just when it doesn't get addressed right away, it can build and manifest into this, like, thing, you know, with this, like, level of frustration where it's like, you know, even if you just say something like, hey, like, I'm attracted to you. Like, do you want to, like, would you want to hang out sometimes? Because I'm into you. That's, like, enough for like, a woman or even a guy, like, if a woman approaches a man that way, to say, like, oh, like, I either feel this way about this person or I'm not really sure if I'm on board with that. And then even if, let's say, your friend's hanging out, like, you're in this place where, like, let's say you ask for sex, the sex happens. You're saying you can't go back to being friends after that if it doesn't quite work, like if the chemistry's not right?
Well, I'm saying period. You can't go back to friends. Either it's a relationship after that or it's no relationship after that. You understand what I'm saying?
I guess if both people are relationship-oriented at that point in your life. So, I mean, I guess, like, I feel like everybody goes through, and it's a little bit more, I mean, depending on, you know, where you come from and, like, how you're raised. I mean, like, my extended family's Catholic. I'm not, but it's, like, in that religion, there's, like, so much guilt, especially around, like, women, you know, who want to just have sex. So it's, like, a lot of times I think women feel like they may just want to have sex, but they feel like they, and not all the time, like, and this is for men and women. Some men, like, only want to have relationships, and they're not really into anything casual. But I feel like a lot of times, like, as a woman, sometimes you sort of have to break through this thing where it's like, I'm okay with just having sex with somebody. Like, I might meet a guy, and, you know, he's somebody I would, like, want to sleep with, but I don't really feel like anything more would come of that. But I think that's not for everyone, but I think that's where that communication comes in again, is, like, if you're like, I'm not really going to sleep with somebody unless the relationship might come, well, then that's another conversation you need to have rather than the whole, you know, let's bang and then not talk about it, you know, because then you get, you know, then you end up hurting people.
Exactly, exactly. There you have it. That's all we got, Richard. The show's over. Now, tell us.
Oh, shit.
Now, tell us. Before we go, what do you say on stage? I'm sorry to make you do this. Tell us what you say on stage. You know what I'm talking about. What do you say about the friend zone?
Oh, do you want me to tell the joke?
Do the joke. Do it.
Okay. So the joke is there is a relationship between the clitoris and the friend zone, and that's if you believe in one, you'll never find the other.
There's a relationship.
No, I'm glad that resounded with you, because when I wrote that, I didn't know if it was, but so thank you for that.
Yeah. That's great. Comedygasm. Comedygasm. I just looked up the flyer, September 19th. That's this Saturday.
It is.
At 114 East Market Street. That is a show that Rachel hosts habitually. It is a great show. I've heard much about it. It's at 8 o'clock this Saturday. 114 East Market Street. Come see Rachel Fogletto, and she's featuring Bill Wood and Courtney Reynolds at Comedy Gather, September 19th, this Saturday.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah. You know why we're here, baby. We're just here for the love. That's the only thing that matters is love.
That's
okay? Love
That's
yourself. Love others. Love the truth. And love. It's not hard to love. All you've got to do is love God. Because God is love, and God, mm-hmm. God did it. Okay, listen, we appreciate y'all.
Thank you for having me on here, man.